Pick a subject, any subject, and at least two things are likely true. Someone at a university is researching it, and the results of that research are getting published, probably in a scholarly journal. There's the Journal of Sewage and Industrial Wastes, Contemporary European History, the African Music Society newsletter. These outlets get information to experts in their respective fields, but if you don't subscribe to, say, the International Journal of Waterbird Biology, you may never know about the professor's research.
If public dollars pay for scientific research, then the public inherently has a right to be able to see the results of that research.
That's Heather Johnson, director of the Scholarly Publishing and Academic Resources Coalition. She applauds the new law intended to make Illinois schools' research more available. Each university has to create a task force charged with writing a report on the issue, but Johnson says her ultimate goal is for articles to be shared for free online within a year of being published in a scholarly journal. I'm Amanda Vinicky.